This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Chris Hoch with me until the top of the hour. Let's talk a little Colts. How much of a problem do they present? What do you think of Anthony Richardson? What if the 08 Steelers were game planning against this team?
Well, I know exactly what they do. We'd line up and we would shut down the run, and we'd put the whole game on the shoulders and the arm of Anthony Richardson. And I think that's exactly what the Steelers are going to do. They're going to line, put 8 in the box, and they're going to, you know, they're not going to let them run the football. I mean, that's what they want to do. They're not going to let Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is a home run hitter.
Yeah.
Like, you let this guy, and you watch the last few games. I mean, he's so patient, and he'll find the hole, and then he'll explode. So the Steelers, they can't think that they got this thing bottled up even late in the game. They've got to stay gap integrity, make sure everybody's in their gaps. They make sure that they're playing sound football defensively, because he will take it to the house at any moment. But I would stop the run. I'd load the line of scrimmage and say, all right, Anthony Richardson, go ahead and beat us. And I think that's exactly what you're going to see.
All right. How about on the other side of the ball? Is there anybody on that defense that you have to game plan around?
Not really. I mean, but listen, we didn't think that the Chargers defense were as good as they ended up being, right? They came out and they hit. They played tough. Except for that last drive of the game, the Chargers played Steelers really, really tough and physical. And so I think that, you know, right now, the way you look at the film, there's nothing that nobody scares me.
Yeah.
On the Colts defense, I think that they have a lot of guys that, you know, they have a Jones who had 2 interceptions last week, but I think a lot of that was Caleb Williams throwing the ball where he shouldn't throw the ball. But really, there's nobody on that defense that makes me lose sleep at night.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Still a lot of noise about the Steelers and a number 2 receiver. Would they trade for one? Might it be DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk? There's still noise about Devontae Adams. Do they need one, Hokie? Should they make it a priority to still go out and get one?
I think that they're always going to look, right? I think that's a position they can upgrade. But there's a lot of teams out there, Starkey, that are in much more need of a receiver than the Steelers, right? I mean, when you look at last week, I mean, Calvin Austin stepped up when he needed to, right? Van Jefferson has made catches when he needed to. The reality is they are heavy tight end sets. They like to play a lot of tight ends. And so they don't need 5 wide receivers, 6 wide receivers, 7. What they have here is they have a couple they can count on. You have Patterson come in. He can play running back. He can play receiver. He had some plays last week. He stepped up and played well. And so I don't know if the Steelers, if something doesn't just fall in their lap, they're not going to go out there and sell their future and give up big draft picks for a receiver. I just don't think they'll do that, because you have George Pickens, you have Freiermuth, who to me is like another receiver. He can go out there and he can play like a receiver and catch some nice balls, and then other receivers can step up. Where I'm nervous is if Pickens goes down.
Yeah.
Right? Then what happens?
I mean, they kind of told the world with their pursuit of Ayuk that they think they need a big time playmaker still.
Yeah, what I love is the Steelers weren't chasing. They were going. They knew there was an opportunity there. They had their number. They had kind of their value and what they were going to do, and they weren't going to adjust on that. They weren't going to shift. And so that was a good thing about the Steelers, is they understand where they're at. And the reality is, I think they're much better off than people thought and that they thought back in August.
I like what I saw from little Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
You like that? And Calvin Austin, for the first time, looked like he was part of the offense. I know he had a big play against the Raiders last year, but in this game, it looked like, oh, he's playing receiver in their offense, making plays.
Here's the thing, too. When you got a quarterback who's making good throws, I mean, how many bad throws? I mean, I think that Fields has maybe had a couple bad throws over the last three games.
Yeah.
Had that bad interception in the third quarter. But really, he's throwing the ball where it needs to go. And a quarterback can make receivers, right? All these receivers in the NFL aren't bad receivers. There are some that are better than others. There's some that are elite. But if you put the ball where it's supposed to be, where only they can catch the ball, you're going to turn an average receiver into a pretty good receiver. And so I think Fields is helping these guys and putting the ball where it needs to be. And that's why you're seeing a Scotty Miller elevate. That's why you're seeing a Calvin Austin. What a throw. I mean, Tony Romo highlighted what happened, right? When Calvin Austin came and he dragged across the middle and that backside safety, it was just perfect timing. There was a ball that I saw that wasn't caught that Fields threw down the middle, the seam, to Freiermuth.
Should have been caught.
He's threaded the needle. It was a beautiful one. One of the best throws he has thrown.
Yeah.
And it should have been caught.
And another great throw, he rolled out and hit Freiermuth, who then made a great run.
Yes.
Got called back.
Yes, that one got called back, too. So what I'm saying is he's making really good throws, and a good quarterback putting the ball in the right spot can elevate the game of receivers.
We want you back with us to talk more and more Pittsburgh sports. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. And our football talk right now presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Big disappointment last week when Fatanu goes out injured. I was really looking forward to watching more of him. But I thought Broderick bounced back and showed some character in that game. What did you think of his performance?
I thought he played much better. I thought in the run game he played solid, right? And I think in the pass game he still needs to get in the lab. I think there were some plays where he still got to improve. I thought largely he played well. A couple of the, I think on a sack, he should have slid out and picked someone up. I think there were some miscommunications with James Daniels. And so those things got to get cleaned up. A couple of times you saw him smacking his hands together when you're watching the film, so you know that he made some mistakes. But I think overall it was an improvement. But it's in the pass protection where he's got to improve.
Yeah.
And he's given up some moves, and that's going to happen. But it still needs to be worked on and focused on. But absolutely an improvement from the week before.
Well, you played nose tackle. That means you went up against the center on a lot of your snaps. And Zach Frazier, I'm not going to pretend that I'm some sort of offensive line expert, but I made it a point to go back and just watch him in the second half.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's pushing guys like they're a blocking sled 10 yards down the field. What do you think of him so far?
Listen, the one thing about him is he's very physical and he has strong hands and he's very powerful in the hips. And so he can take on big, powerful defensive linemen. He can take on linebackers. He can move well. And when he gets his hands on you, it's over. I mean, how many guys did he just throw in the grass because, you know, he just had his hands on him. And then he was able to get his body on guys and just drive them down the field and finish.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. That's what I always tell my son playing football, you know, be a finisher, man. That's where you really stand out. And he's finishing dudes. Like, not only is he blocking them, but he's putting them on the ground. Not just one play. Multiple plays throughout a game, he's putting dudes on the ground, and he's very physical. And you look at his legs; he looks like a Clydesdale. I mean, they're just big, strong, big calves. And he's a wrestler, so he knows how to play with body leverage. I mean, this is a guy that the Steelers. I mean, they knew he was good, but I don't know if they knew he was this good.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, give us a final score, Hokie, and a game ball. Who wins this game?
Well, I do think that the Steelers go in. I think everybody, I think all of us, even you, I think that we expected the Steelers to be maybe 2-1 at this point, not 3-0, and maybe be 1-2. I don't know. A lot of people had them in that way. They have them 3-0. I still think they're going to be able to go out to Indianapolis and win this game. I don't think it's going to be as easy of a game. It never is on the road, right? In a dome. Mm. I think that it's going to be more difficult for them. You're going to see that they're going to make some mistakes, right? I think that, you know, you're going to see something happen offensively, whether it's an interception, whether it's a fumble, that's going to turn the game, because that happens at times on the road. But at the end of the day, I think the Steelers are going to make enough plays. Defensively, they're going to make enough and cause enough havoc on Richardson. He's going to turn the ball over more than the Steelers do, and the Steelers are going to win this game. I still think I look at this maybe a 24-20 game, and the MVP of the game,
Nick Herbig, Najee Harris.
You could have said last week. Herbig, I mean, Herbig's kind of, you know, he's the sexy pick. I'm going to say that the MVP of this game is going to be Joey Porter Jr.
Mm. And you mentioned him.
Richardson's going to throw the ball to him a couple times.
Yeah. You mentioned him not being afraid to get his nose dirty
against the run. Watching that film, I just, you know, you've never, when you think about Joey Porter Jr., you think of a coverage guy. You think of a fast, big, tall guy. You don't think of him playing in the run. It was nice to see him throw his face in the fire this week and get after it in the run game. And you've seen it kind of build throughout the preseason and in the first 3 weeks of the season. And he's never been known for that. So it's been awesome. If he plays like that every single week, this game, this Steelers defense is going to take it to another level.
I'll tell you this much, Hokie. These past two drafts look pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some wipeout drafts where one guy or nobody stuck around as impact players. Listen to last year's draft. Then you tell me who's going to be the best player among all these. They drafted Broderick Jones, Joey Porter, Keanu Benton, Mount Washington, Nick Herbig, Corey Trice, and Spencer Anderson. Every one of those guys has already helped the team.
Yep.
How many drafts do you have like that? Who's going to be the best player from that draft?
Joey Porter Jr.
Mm.
I think he already is, right? But I think longevity and what he's going to do, I think he's built for that. And look at the last two second-round draft picks, Joe.
Zach Frazier and Joey Porter, you're right.
How about that?
Guess who it was the year before that?
Who?
George Pickens.
There you go.
Guess who it was the year before that? Pat Freiermuth. Guess their second pick, he was a third-round pick in 2020, was Alex Highsmith. Their second pick in 2019 was Deontay Johnson. And then the streak ends with James Washington, although he did some things to help the Steelers.
You could argue that their second-round draft picks the last 2 years might have a greater impact than their first-round draft picks the last 2 years.
Mm.
You could argue that, right?
What did you think of Mason McCormick in the game?
I thought he played physical. I thought he played tough. He played a lot more than I didn't notice it as much until I went back and watched the film. I thought he came, you know, I saw he come a little bit, and I thought he just came in, put that extra lineman there towards the second half to really be physical. He played quite a bit.
And what did you think of your partner, Bob Pompeiani, after the game?
I thought
another grade A performance.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, listen, as good as you are, Starkey, I mean, Pomp's number one.
He's better.
He's incredible. No, you know that. You know Pomp's incredible.
Did you understand what just happened?
No, I just heard a lot of gibberish.
There have been days during Pomp's Saturday show where I've called in as Wayne from Waynesburg and things like that. Well, Pony called in one day as George in Washington.
And messed with Pomp.
And Bob believed it. Do we have the better part of that call? Listen to this. And this is sort of where it ends
because
I haven't done it since. Pony took it to an art form. He called in as George in Washington. This is what happened.
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington. First up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923... Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
Well, the way he's swinging the bat now, yes, I expect that to continue, although it gets harder as the days go on.
Bob, I remember Charlie Grimm. He played with Pi Trainer. Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better. Bob, what are you doing taking George in Washington? It's Pony.
I know
How are you falling for this again?
How did he fall for that?
You guys are always
how did he fall for that?
Listen, because you're not expecting it. Because you're not expecting it, and you know you could think it's him, but you're not going to go, "Oh, you pony," when it's not.
Isn't the game up?
You guys are always messing with Pomp. He's a good dude, man. What are we doing messing with Pomp like that?
Hey, believe me, Pomp is.
If I was Pomp, I wouldn't be taking calls no more. I wouldn't take any calls anymore.
He stopped.
I would too.
He stopped at one point.
Yeah.
The gig is up when you say you have to take your wooden teeth out, though. Don't you have to discover it then?
Well, you start wondering. You got some people out here that are crazy all over the place, but some older people that, you know, I mean, it's not far-fetched.
Do you ever get at prank callers to your TV show with Pomp after the games?
No,
never?
It's fun, man. I think it's so funny when people
call. Do you want to start taking calls on here when you come in? Because we have no Ron.
I mean, we could.
We could talk about that.
As long as it's not Pony. Our cookie calling in.
George in Washington. We definitely wouldn't take that call. Hokie, you're a national hero. You really are. And you're great at this. I see your notebook is packed with
just trying to
all
take
kinds
notes.
Of observations.
Yep.
What a man you've become. Thank you.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Talk next week.
Thank you very kindly.
City Limits, would you like to say goodbye to Hokie?
Chris, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, brother. Appreciate you.
We'll do this again next week. The Steelers at that point could be 4-0. Don't they have to be the favorite in the AFC North? Now they have a two-game
lead. There's no question. Two-game lead.
Already.
They're three games ahead of the Bengals.
They're going to be favored likely.
This week, depending next week against the
maybe
Cowboys.
Maybe their next eight games,
they
could be favored.
And we're not even including injuries. I mean, remember in years past when the Steelers have played teams that have had backup quarterbacks. We're talking with starting quarterbacks right now. But as injuries start to take their toll, what's going to end up happening, right? And how's that going to impact the game? Both ways.
Both ways. Hopefully this is one year where that defense can stay
well,
healthy.
Listen, you keep TJ Watt. You keep TJ Watt. You got a chance.
I know. That's
keep,
the thing.
You got to keep
That's
him healthy.
That's the thing.
You got to keep him healthy.
Thank you, Hokie.
Yep.